Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Brother German, how are you doing?
I'm fine, my brothers. How are you?
Very well, thank you, man. Have you had a good day so far?
Yes, exactly. How about you this side?
No, well, fantastic, man. Can't complain. All is good. Now, we're going to be talking about water. I think it's quite important that we talk about water, especially at this time of the year. You know, it's getting hotter and hotter. And of course, in our current guide, Sharing Secrets to a Healthy Life, we talked about exercise yesterday. And of course, today, as we said earlier, we are talking about the importance of water. Please take us through today's lesson and help us understand what the importance of water is.
Water, I can say, is the best drink in the whole universe. And why do I say that? You can take juice extracted from grapes and all those fruits we know. You can take the beautiful juices in the world, the popular ones like the Silly's and like. But one thing so special about water is that it is only water that is able to quench the thirst we have in life. That's why Jesus himself, you know, compares or likens himself to the water, the living water that quenches the thirst. So you take a drink, whatever drink you know, you name it, you won't be able to quench the thirst. It's only water that quenches the thirst. That's why I'm saying it's the best drink in the world. And you can see that water has been there since the creation, and our bodies almost 70%, if I'm not mistaken, 70% water by weight. And for a reason such as that, we need at least 2-3, if not 4 liters of water a day. Now, just to mention a few importances of our water, you know, in the first place, water helps our systems to be hydrated, and it also assists nature in resisting diseases. Naturally, the way our bodies were made or created is just something that the human mind cannot fathom. You know, the psalmist, I think in some... Okay, I've just forgotten the verse, but David said, I praise the Lord, I will praise him, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And why did he say that? It's because looking at the human machinery and how it functions, you'll be amazed that God is just accurate in how he, you know, created us. So water in the first place helps the system to hydrate. It also helps nature in resisting disease. And water, not just the drinking of water, but also the showering. You know, it helps the skin, the body to release and remove some toxic substance that it produces at the end of the day. Well, yeah, so in short, water is just important. It's so unfortunate that most of us take water only when we are eating and something has stopped our throat, you know? That's a big problem.
Yeah,
most people spend the whole day, the whole night, the whole week without taking even a cup of water. And that worries me. And that should worry a person, because at the end of the day, we have these severe headaches and we run to pharmacies, we run to doctors and ask, okay, I am having a headache, please can you assist me with drugs? No. Now, this is not helping, because at the end of the day, we are not dealing with the problem. We are just maintaining and trying to, for some time, you know, putting it away. So water is very, very important. And like I said, it's the best drink in the whole universe.
Yeah. Beautiful stuff. Now, I see we are being discouraged, you know, when you read through articles, etc. We're being discouraged from drinking water with our meals. Does it really matter when one drinks water?
Yes, we discourage each other to take water and food at the same time. The reason, you know, there are some, what should we call, there are some gastric liquids in the stomach The ones that help in digesting the food, the ones that work in dissolving the food and dividing it into carbohydrates, proteins, and all those. So once you put water and food together, you wash away those liquids that helps in digesting the meals we take. And sometimes it slows down the digestion. As a result, you can take a meal in the morning, but you will just feel like you don't need to eat something after 3, 4, 5 hours. The food that had to be digested in an hour, 30 minutes or so, takes long to digest simply because we ate and drank water at the same time. So it's encouraged that we should do this separately. 30 minutes before your meal or 1 hour after your meal, it helps. Let the body do its work. Like I said, the machinery, the human machinery, is just something that we cannot fully fathom. But when we look at it, like Psalmist, we can say we are indeed fearfully and wonderfully
Oh,
made.
yes.
So we cannot take water and the food at the same time. It's got any liquid, not just water, any liquid. We are discouraged to take water and a liquid with the food at the same time.
Beautiful. Now, I've seen and heard other people saying, "Ah, man, you know, water is tasteless. It doesn't taste nice. So, I will replace it with flavored water from the shop." Is that the good option?
No, water doesn't have to be tasty. And I should tell you this, the way God designed the universe and God designed some of the food and other liquids that the body wants is different from what we think and see. Because water, like I said, doesn't have to be tasty. You drink water because it's essential for the body. And for those people who drink water only when they are thirsty, they make a mistake because you can spend a day, days, maybe a week, right? Maybe a week without water, without thirsty for a drink. So it's only a needed thing. We need to drink water, not because it's tasty, but because it's essential in the body, in the human system. So you don't have to opt for, okay, let me go for the processed water in the shop. Let me go for the different. No, as long as it's water, it's clean, that one you can take. It's good for the body. It's good for the health. And the water, once again, doesn't have to be tasty. It's not food.
That's actually true. I agree with that. Now, is it possible, my brother, to drink too much water? Because they always say too much of a thing is bad. So, is it possible to say no, that you're drinking too much water, man? Is that possible?
Okay, the health experts recommend that we should take at least 2 liters above. That is for adults. And they also give instructions on how much water we should take. So there is age, there is weight, there is height. Those are factors that they consider before telling you how much water you need to take. However, in my opinion, I would say we are allowed to take much water as we can. If I take 3 liters a day, that will be helpful. And at the end of the day, you agree with me that you won't exceed 4, if not 5 liters of water, if you can do your best when it comes to the water we take per day. So it's 2, 3 liters. We are good to go. You don't have to take 10 liters of water. I don't think you can do that unless you're a camel. But that's not okay. So we take 2, 3 liters of water. And once you do that and you make that a habit day by day, the body will excrete some of the toxic substance. Like I said, the body will keep itself fit. And you'll find that some of the headaches we experience will minimize. In addition to that, you don't just have to take water. We looked at the physical exercise yesterday as a factor that should keep us fit. We look at water today and also enough sleep. Those three doctors, rather, those three medicines are the best doctors, are the best things you can do to keep yourself out of disease, to keep yourself, fit and healthy.
Yeah, very important advice there you've given to us, Mark, and I want to thank you so much for coming through. I think that there is nothing, I agree with you, that can replace water, because water is life, and without water, I'm not sure, can a person die from not having water for a long period, just eating and drinking some juices, etc.?
Pardon?
I'm saying, can a person die because of not drinking water for a long period? They only take, maybe they only take juice and food.
Yeah, there may be that. But then water we do not just get from the ones we do not just get from the tap, the bottles we buy in shops, and all those are sources of water. We also get water from, fruits. And the other foods we eat, they are watery, and when the body receives those ones, they process it and turn it into water. But the best water we can get is the just pure water from the tap. So, yes, there are people who have gone to graves because they neglected the habit of taking much water. And when water is not in good limit in the body, that can lead one to death.
To not due to not drinking water at all, eh?
Yes.
Yeah, it's very serious. I think water is very important, and I think it's freely given by God so that we can actually consume it and make sure that we remain in good health. Mark German, I must thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, my brother.
Lovely. Thank you. Have a good afternoon.
You too. Thanks.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.